Today the church celebrates Our Lady of Loreto, and Susie Hodges has been finding out more about the history of this Marian feast.
The House of Our Lady at Loreto is considered the most important Marian shrine in the world because it is the place that Mary was born. The feast day, celebrated annually on December 10th, is the actual date in which the house was brought from Nazareth. There are various theories about how this transportation came about, one of which is that the move was made with the help and intervention of angels. Professor Breda Ennis from the American University in Rome says the fact that the house is now situated in Italy is very significant.
People might say, well, why Loreto and not somewhere else? Well, first and foremost, the house is brought to Italy, albeit Rome, let's say, in the sense the house, or let's say the country where the Vicar of Christ lives. So I think there is a distinct link between the fact that the house is in Loreto in Italy, where the Vatican is, where the successor of Peter is, and where it came from, obviously, Nazareth, where she was born.
The house, which is now encased in a basilica, is a place of pilgrimage for thousands of people who come to it with their questions, intentions, or even troubles. Professor Ennis says entering the shrine is like going back to the origins of your own faith.
When you walk into the little house, you feel like you've entered another world. You've also gone back a couple of centuries. No, not a couple of centuries, many, many, many centuries. But you can bring yourself back almost into Nazareth yourself. You feel like you've gone back to the origins of your own faith in a tangible way, even if the top parts of the walls were bricked up later. But the bottom walls are so worn and shiny from people just moving their hands across them, from sick people coming through and putting all their troubles on the wall.
Early this year, Pope Benedict travelled to Loreto for a mass gathering of youth, where he also visited the shrine itself. Indeed, the last part of his new encyclical, Spe Salvi, is devoted to Our Lady, and in his Angelus to mark the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, he describes Mary as the purest sign of hope.
Dear friends, I pray that by gazing upon her, you will see the purest sign of hope in God's saving mercy.
In this Advent season, in the lead-up to the celebration of the birth of Christ, this feast day serves as a reminder of the place where the Annunciation occurred. I'm Susie Hodges.